Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the On the Pony Express podcast. I am Billy Ambody, fresh off of the first fall camp practice we were able to see as media for SMU. So day two of fall camp for SMU, day one of coverage for us over at ontheponyexpress.com, which, by the way, quick note, if you haven't subscribed to the site, jump on board right now. $1 for a month of coverage gets you into the season, gets you all of fall camp. Get you some recruiting news that's going to drop. As you guys are listening to this, I've just placed a new On3 recruiting prediction machine pick that is just hours old, maybe not even. So check that out. A dollar for one month gets you all you need on SMU football, basketball, and recruiting. I'm actually going to be able to stop by practice for SMU basketball as well. Once they're back at it, they actually just wrapped up kind of their last workout. So they have a little bit of time off before they return for the semester. I ran into the entire basketball staff while I was working at Shug's before practice. And so they were out there watching SMU football practice before heading off to their offices, showing a little support for Rhett Lashley and the crew. But yeah, they're now on kind of their break before they get back for the semester. And so once that happens, I'll go out there and watch them, start getting you guys some tidbits on what's going on with the team. I did see Zach Nuttall actually after practice. He was walking in for a little shugs. He's going to hang around Dallas a little bit while they're on this break and just kind of hang out and take some time and gear up for his season in that fashion. So it was good to see him. He said he really enjoyed the summer with the staff, and it'll be interesting to see how he develops into potentially the player that SMU thought they were getting when they got him from Sam Houston. So a little bit of a basketball, sidebar there, but now on to football. Wanted to share my immediate takeaways with you guys on the SMU football team. And there's a few storylines I want to touch on just from day one, and you can check out much more on our practice report on theponyexpress.com. But let's start with what everybody wants to know about, and that is with the offensive line. And not the quarterbacks, but the offensive line I thought was the most interesting position to watch today. Like I said on our preview podcast, I felt like this group was one that I could preview and you could completely rip up the preview I wrote. And that was pretty much the case in a way. Let's start left to right with the group that I thought was working the most with the ones. And they had Owen Condon, the Georgia transfer, at left tackle next to Joe Bissinger, the Virginia transfer, and then Cam Irvin worked a lot at center with the ones, more on him in a second, and then Jalen Thomas, the veteran, was at right guard, and then Marcus Bryant was at right tackle. So they kind of flip-flopped Marcus Bryant from where he was working in the spring to give Owen Condon that shot at the left tackle spot, and Cam Irvin got the majority of the reps at center, but he struggled with snap consistency. At one point, Rhett Lashley pulled him and said, get me someone else in here. It wasn't great. It is day two. It's early, but that was not encouraging at all. Branson Hickman stepped right in, and I thought played really well in that spot. So maybe this is an opportunity for him to take and work back in with the ones. And he's got some experience in there, but they tried Cam Irvin. It wasn't really working out well. And I don't know if it's something where, because I wasn't behind the quarterback, but when I was playing high school quarterback and briefly at SMU, there'd be sometimes you'd get center and it would just be a little off. And sometimes it's as simple as just an alignment. He's turned a little bit and he doesn't really realize it. Or even sometimes it's on the quarterback too, if you're off center. But this one was, I would say, definitely on the center from Rhett Lashley and Garen Justice's reaction. So work to do for Cam Irving there at center. Branson Hickman does have the open, the opportunity now to step in there and maybe win that job, although it is early. But then you look at Justin Osborne at left tackle. So kicking out to that, back out on the edge for him where he was recruited out of high school when he signed with Auburn. He was at left tackle. Dylan Cordell was at left guard, the walk-on. Branson Hickman basically ended up double teaming, the first team and second team snaps for a good bit of practice at the end at center. And then you had Ben Sparks at right guard before Dalton Perdue wrap things up on the, at the right tackle spot. So the offensive line certainly in a little bit of flux as far as them being moved around. I don't know. We'll see if they shuffle around a little bit more, but that was kind of my big takeaway of the day, was just the offensive line shuffle that came to be. We'll see kind of how it progresses throughout. You know, this is a lot of this first week is not trial and error, but definitely working guys in at different spots to see if that is a spot for them. Casey Woods spoke with us after practice and kind of said, look, you know, this is that first week or so where we're trying to get guys acclimated, see who's going to emerge once we put the pads on. That'll be key. They're just in shells right now, but this week to 10 days is kind of as they'll kind of determine the pecking order and determine some of these things before slotting guys in and saying, all right, we're going to ride with this guy and let's get him some reps and get him ready for the game. And whether you're a veteran or whether you're new, you know, whether it be a freshman or a transfer, you've got to be able to show when the bullets are flying that you can play. And so right now they're getting kind of the lay of the land. They're in shells. They weren't tackling. And now as practice unfolds, they'll make those decisions as they see fit. And that includes at quarterback. And he said, look, and we kind of went through this either last year or the year before, and not to compare, but it was pretty similar messaging. When we know, we know. It could be, and he said this as kind of a joke, it could be tonight or it could be in 3 weeks from now, but that's kind of the timeline they're working with is, you know, when they know at quarterback, they'll start to divvy up the reps a little bit more and get him ready for game time. And also, I thought it was interesting, you know, looking at Tanner Mordecai and Preston Stone, they took all the team snaps when the returners, the vets, when those guys were together. So there was no Kevin Henry Jennings during that team portion. But what they did do with Kevin Henry Jennings is they had him and a lot of the newcomers and some of the guys that probably aren't going to contribute much out on the far side of the field running a whole separate run of practice, drills, and team sets and things like that. So I thought that was interesting. I don't think I've seen that really in a minute when you're going team on team, not necessarily scout when you're running two different sets, but this was true team. So we didn't get to personally, I didn't watch much of that, but what I did see from Kevin Henry Jennings was a really quick release, very smooth. I was very impressed. That was you like what you see on tape. He obviously won a state championship at South Oak Cliff, but I thought what he put together today was actually pretty encouraging for his long-term kind of projection. Again, first day of us seeing him at SMU, but really could throw the ball well, and a lot of people were talking about him, and that was a big topic of conversation, just watching one-on-ones and some of those things, just how smooth he was throwing the football. So back to Tanner Mordecai, Preston Stone. I thought Tanner Mordecai had the best day today, and I'll be honest, I thought it was pretty apparent. He drove the ball down the field. He took shots. He knew when to check it down. He made decisions quickly. Preston Stone was fairly quick of the ball. I would just say it was a little bit more dink and dunk with him today, a little choppy. But, you know, again, early in fall camp, we'll see how it develops. But that was my initial impression. Tanner Mordecai stock up after day one of our viewing, day two of fall camp. And so we'll continue to obviously track that quarterback competition. And then flipping over to the defensive side of the ball, and actually, hold on, before I do that, I do want to say this. Moochie Dixon and Teddy Knox, they have absolute wheels. Jake Bailey's fairly fast, but Moochie Dixon and Teddy Knox can absolutely fly. And Moochie Dixon, I got to tell you, I saw him in high school. He's got ups. He can go up and get it. He made plays and just looks the part. You know, Teddy's very kind of looks like he's still like 160 pounds or so, and he can really go, but Moochie just looks like a complete receiver out there. Jake Bailey had a great day catching balls over the middle. So I think that receiving core right now is in a really good spot. Rashee Rice looks the part. Bo Corrales is one of the, you know, we've talked about him at length. Austin Upshaw had a terrific day. I thought he got open. He made catches. He made tough catches. So that was really exciting to see. And I thought Ben Redding with the tight ends had the best day out of that group. So That's kind of the takeaways on offense. There wasn't too much to glean from the running back side of things. You know, all of them flashed in their own right. Kamar Wheaton working in a red jersey flashed here and there. Velton Gardner flashed here and there. Trey Siggers, Tyler Levine, TJ McDaniel. I mean, everybody showed a little bit of juice when they were working in there at running back. So if that offensive line, which I think has a tall task with that defensive line, can open up some holes, they'll get free and they'll make some plays. But you look over at the defensive side of the ball, and the secondary is just completely revamped. You know, starting, you had Brandon Crosley, Brian Massey, and then kind of a mix of Nick Roberts and Isaiah Wachovia at safety. And then for the most part, you had some combination of Armani Johnson, Sam Westfall, Kavaris Hall, and Jahari Rogers working at the corner position. And I think for the most part, I think Kavaris Hall probably stood out to me the most just because, one, he's new. That's very natural for new players to stand out to somebody, even us who get to see the team a lot. But his length, his size, I think that's going to help SMU a lot this year. Armani Johnson had a good day in coverage. Sam Westfall looked much improved. Jahari Rogers had a good day. I think that group's just playing with a lot more confidence. You know, we spoke with Ricky Hunley earlier this summer, and we also spoke with him today with the media. And again, he kind of reiterated just that confidence level that his group seems to be playing with. So it's day one, it's early, but I can tell you just looking at it, the secondary at least looks improved. And it's going to be interesting to see how they're used, how, you know, once they really start opening up the defense a little bit, how that looks. But I'll just say that I was impressed. I was impressed with the secondary. I think the defensive line stood out to me. A nice surprise was Stephon Wright, the former Arizona State transfer, really looking the part on the defensive line. I thought, you know, if that's the player they're going to get and they get him all year, he's going to be in the rotation. He's going to have a chance to do good things for this football team. Elijah Chapman is a load. Devere Levelston is a load. David Abiar really looks the part, but I will say kind of the surprise is, you know, Stephon Wright and what he brought to the table, you know, from a length, an athleticism, all those things. So that is kind of my first initial takeaways of the team. You know, I didn't think there was anything that surprised me at some of the other positions, but those are the ones that stood out to me. The good thing is we have Friday, we have Saturday, and then we'll be back at it Monday. So we will be out there. We will have full coverage of practice. We'll have tons of media Friday and Saturday for you guys. Rhett Lashley speaks for the first time in camp on Saturday, so be sure to check that out. We've already rolled out our notebook. We've got Scott Simon's interview up on the site. We'll have much more to come as SMU begins fall camp, but those are my first takeaways after seeing the first look at the 2022 SMU Mustangs on Thursday morning. So with that, guys, going to let you guys go for this weekend. We'll be back next week with another edition of the podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed this one, and we will catch you next time. Thanks for listening.